Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Before you go into sports and launching into your sports take on
things. What are you talking about? I wasn't actually going to.
Oh, I thought you were.
I'm not going to launch into my sports take on things. I mean, if anything, I'm the opposite of that these days.
Well,
I get yelled at for not doing enough of that.
I don't know who's yelling at you. Anyway, so another little birdie in Sayville told me.
Oh, God.
What do you mean, oh, God?
You got.
It's amazing how much Sayville...
You got
talk
moles.
I have had happen in my life over the last month. It's like I've never talked about Sayville more than I have the last month. That's well, your fault.
Well, of course. But, I mean, you got moles everywhere is why my oh, God reaction.
So let me ask you a question about this house that you bought.
Yeah.
Is this some sort of special house? Like, is there like a something attached to it that I don't know about? Like,
well, it's been there since 1900. And in that neighborhood... It's a sort of landmark home.
All right, so it is. See, that's it. See, so now we have a celebrity living in a landmark home is what we have.
Historical landmark. You
yes.
Bought. Wow, look at that.
Okay, it's not an official historical landmark.
It is now. I think now it is. Now we should make it a historical landmark. This guy I was talking to yesterday, I was like, you know, do you know the house that Gio bought? And I'm like, yeah, I drove past it. I saw it. It's
yeah.
A very nice house.
Well, thank you.
It's lovely.
Thank you.
That's how I would say it. And whoever did the building did a good job. I always mess around, but outside at least looks, because I don't know about the interior. I haven't been invited in yet.
Well, the interior is even more spectacular, if that's even possible.
All right. Well, that's good. So you did a good job. You did a really good job.
Thank you.
I didn't realize, however, that I was going to be discussing Sayville politics and all the things that are going on there and the restaurants and the stores. I got people that work for me that go into restaurants that
yeah.
Now tell all the people that are working for me all about you and
sure.
Where you're living. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, I'm sorry that all of this has landed in your lap.
It's ridiculous.
I will say, though, the man who flipped the house, his name is Kurt, and he lives right down the block. He came over yesterday, and I met his lovely wife, and he brought me a picture. I thought it was very thoughtful. A
Did
picture.
You have the Adirondack chairs in the front yard?
No, they were still in the box. I did show him, and
okay.
He laughed. And he said he wanted to assemble them and put them on his buddy's front lawn to mess with them, you know, down the block. But anyway, he brought me a picture of the house from 1947.
Well, there you have it. See?
Yeah, and in a frame. And it was just really cool. So that's going to go up in the house somewhere.
So this is a landmark house.
It's one of those things that people sort of know in the neighborhood. There's a giant copper beech tree that's out there as well that everybody knows about.
Love that, yeah.
Yeah, so that was a big deal. Everybody wanted to make sure that tree stayed there. There's another tree.
Why does everybody feel like they have to keep your trees?
Yeah, I mean...
Like if you wanted to... I know he was the guy that built it. He could have ripped it down if he wanted to and then built a McMansion there, but...
No. He wasn't going to do that. Although there is a lot next to us, and there is a tree there that, and this, I just want to get this out there. This is not, that tree is not on my property, but apparently they're going to build over there, and that tree is going to have to come out.
Oh, boy.
You know how much it costs to replant a tree that size?
I want to say about 25 grand.
Yeah, no, you're right. And it takes like a year. They have to like treat it for a year.
Yeah.
To be able to get
it
ready.
Is it a copper beech as well?
No, it's... It's one of those. It's like one of those droopy trees. It's this beautiful.
The droopy tree.
Droopy tree. You know what I'm talking about?
A willow
tree.
A weeping willow. It's not a weeping willow. It's not probably not a weeping willow. Weeping willows. You know, their roots don't really go in that deep, so that's why they always get blown over when there's high winds.
Yeah,
you would know a weeping willow. It's a big green tree.
You know what? I may have a picture.
Drops crap all over the place.
Does it?
Oh yeah.
Drops crap all over the place. I do believe I have a picture of it. But yeah, it's sad. I think that they're not going to cut it down. I think they are going to take it out of the ground and give it to an arboretum or something.
Why don't they just give it to you? You got room.
Yeah, because I
put it on the corner of your property.
I'd love to, but it's at this juncture.
Say, look, why give it to an arboretum? You can give it to me.
I don't know about give it. I think if I were to ask for it, then yeah. I think that I would
same,
have to
same builder
incur that cost. No, I don't know. It's not.
So they're transplanting this tree. How tall is it?
It's humongous. It's apparently that's at least what I was told. Is
they got to dig a ginormous circle around that and go way underneath it and take it out and put burlap around it and all
yeah.
that other stuff.
Can you see this? So I zoomed in on it. Here, okay.
Let me see what this looks like.
Look at that. It's that one back there next to the house.
Holy crap.
That thing.
That is enormous.
It's a beautiful tree.
You know, but it kind of looks like a, wow.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but it's just, it really is unfortunate that this thing's got to go somewhere else. And they had a plan to put it on my property, too, but it just didn't happen. So, I know. It's bumming me out.
That's got to be a good 65 feet high.
Mm.
Yeah. It looks like it's about, I would say, a good 40 feet around.
I just don't know what to do. What do you do?
How far is it from your copper beach?
Oh, that's it's on either side of the house. So, I mean, we're talking about
it's got a big trunk.
Property. It does.
Got a really big trunk.
But, I mean, it's right outside my window, but it's off of my property. It's onto the next level.
Now, what happens when they move this? How does that change your property?
Well, I mean, the tree won't be there anymore,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, but do you lose some privacy and all that?
Well, yeah, but then we have the whole...
It's not like that you...
Can I take a look at this tree?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure. Oh, it's a historic tree.
That's a big tree. It's a historic tree.
You wanted to make sure it was a historic tree?
I think it's a historic
tree.
Wait,
your tree is historic, right?
Wait, you found it on Zillow?
No, I don't know. I wanted to see if the tree looked the same. It's not.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, well, your copper beach is historic.
That is historic. Yeah, that's been there for...
Well, this tree looks like it's been there for a while, too.
90-something years, yeah.
It's a big problem. What's going to happen to your privacy?
Well, the privacy, I'm doing stuff with that. We already have.
I mean, like when they remove this tree,
there's going to be a house there, but I'm putting up
hedges.
Yeah, the
privet.
Arborvitaes.
Arborvitaes.
The green giant arborvitaes.
Nice.
Yeah, they're going up there.
Okay,
and they'll grow high and everything else.
Okay. Yeah, it's a shame.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I know. I'd love to take that tree. You think it would be a bad look if I started a GoFundMe page for the tree?
For your tree?
Let's save the tree. It's not my tree, the other tree.
Well, you're saying that they are transplanting. Why don't they just move it like 20 feet onto your property?
I don't know for a fact. I don't know if that's the case for a fact.
Well,
I
hope that they do. If you hear chainsaws, then you know they're taking it back.
Oh, I'm telling you, the neighborhood would revolt. Here's my fear. My fear is people are going to think that it was my decision.
It's not your tree.
Because it's so close to my house. It's not my decision. It's not my tree. I don't know what to tell you. Not my tree. But it's a beautiful tree. It really is.
Again, you know, we're just knee-deep in Sayville.
Well, we were waist-deep in Bradley Beach. We were knee-deep in Sayville.
True. Yeah, that's exactly
this
right
now. This is what happens, man. Our neighborhoods are our neighborhoods.
Does Sayville have a Facebook page?
Yeah, we actually looked that up. Yeah, we did.
Are you on it?
I'm not on it. I'm completely off of Facebook. Okay. Totally. Yes.
I looked at the Sayville page. There's not a lot going on there. It's just about like when the Easter egg hunt was and things. It's not a lot of like.
Yeah, we keep
trouble.
Things in house.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we do in Sayville. Everything's in house.
Yeah, they don't put the swinging stuff on the Facebook.
No. You know, we don't have issues. We don't rat people out for expired inspections, things like that. You know? We don't narc on somebody dropping pop. No.
I had a guy drive by me in a van the other day when I was walking my dog, and he just yelled out the window, "My inspection sticker's up to date."
That's good. That is great.
That's great. I love it.
That could be even a better story than the bottle story, is you ratting out the inspector, thinking you were doing a good thing, pissing off the whole community because you said, "Hey, oh, by the way, I've noticed some expired inspection stickers. I know that COVID probably got your mind on other things, but you really should update your inspection."
Yeah, just a heads up.
Just a heads up. I'm looking out for you, your neighbor, Al Dukes. Oh, man. But I'm sure you're well-received most of the time there in Bradley Beach.
Very well-received, yes. Very nice.
Yeah, I mean, and you're trying to keep everybody safe. That's what it's about. Anybody who's got a problem with that, you know, is probably doing bad things. That's what I would. That's what I would think. Yeah, so I don't know. So the original plan was moving that tree to my property. It didn't happen, and now it's got to go somewhere else.
Got to go somewhere else, I guess. That tree is enormous.
I know. It's enormous.
Enormous.
It is absolutely enormous. And there's going to go, you know, there's a house going to be built next to me now, too. So I got to.
How big is that lot?
Half an acre, I guess.
Mm.
Yeah. And there's gonna
That's Long Island, man.
Yeah.
It's a, put it's your a, neighbor right on top of you.
It's a very highly sought-after neighborhood. You know, so there's a patch of grass somewhere there. Someone's going to put up a house. People want to be there.
I always sought after neighborhood where Greg Giannotti lives in a historic home.
It's not an officially historic home. I just think it's historic to those who were there. How did you find the house there, Al?
Well, I just checked on Zillow.
Oh, okay. You were able to find it easy.
And you're forgetting who this is. You know, this guy tracked down the... Bradley Beach Michelob Man.
That's true.
Drove by his house.
That is, yeah.
Checked out his car.
Oh, my goodness.
Profiled him.
Oh, man. Unbelievable.
Yeah, you're lucky you're not like 25 anymore. You'd be that guy who would go get a coffee at a deli and be attracted to the person behind the counter who was serving you the coffee and then like stalk them on Instagram and somehow find them. You know, and then just send a bunch of DMs if you weren't 50 years old and in a long-term relationship. You'd definitely be that guy.
Definitely.
I could find my house in 2 seconds like that. Golly. Man, watch out. Watch out. Bradley Beach.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
Jerry Recco back with us. He's got another update, all the stuff that happened last night. What's going on, Jerry?
All right, morning brought to you by Flag and Anthem Spring Clothing Collection. Visit flagandanthem.com. Speaking of clothing, you see your boy Patrick Peterson, your newest cornerback on the Vikings, is switching his number to number 7. He becomes
number
the first
seven.
Player. Yeah,
yep.
To switch numbers. Now, unlike other – Al, who were we talking about the other day that would have shelled out $1.5 million?
This is going to be Dalvin Cook. Now, right. the reason why this is happening is because he's changing teams.
Right, mm-hmm. So there's not much inventory and he doesn't
there's
have
no
to
inventory
buy
inventory whatsoever, so he doesn't have to buy it up. If you are an established star and you are with a team, let's say you're Saquon Barkley and you go to change your number to number 3 – there's no way you can do that because of all the numbers that have already been produced and jerseys that have been produced.
Well, you could. You just have to pony up.
Yeah.
Why is that on the player, not on the company that just ends up getting screwed? Like, why is that?
Well, because the player is the one that's changing his number. That's the only way I can think of it.
Some sort of licensing contract that they have with the NFL.
Yeah, they're trying to protect their, you know, fanatics and their big partners.
And think about if, 50 players ended up doing that? I mean, it's over $60 million, maybe more, of lost jerseys that have already been produced.
But why make them buy the retail price? Like, why couldn't you just buy it out at cost?
Well, I would think that if Dalvin Cook keeps his 33, they will sell all those Dalvin Cook jerseys at retail. That's why.
Right, but you're still going to sell them with the new number, if not more of them. because people want to get in on the new jersey. Why not just make him snatch up the old ones at cost?
That's a good question, Jerry.
Fair.
Yeah, you know what? I think that smarter minds than ours have figured this thing out.
I don't think
probably
so.
Have sat in a board meeting room for hours upon hours.
Yeah, dummies
hours
like
upon
us
hours.
Can't figure this out, Jerry. What
yes,
are you nuts?
I got to be honest. I feel like we did just figure it out.
Big rockhead losers like us can't parse our way through this without screwing something up. No,
you bunch of morons.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of with Jerry. That does make sense because one thing I wasn't factoring in because I wasn't thinking about it that much was the fact that you're going to sell a ton more jerseys. I mean, you would really probably make more money.
More.
Yeah.
It's kind of silly, but whatever. Last night in the Garden, big game, playoff atmosphere, Suns and Knicks. Now, Phoenix lost the night prior to Brooklyn. They got down 15 to the Knicks on multiple occasions, but they had a big second half and a big finish for a future Hall of Famer.
Paul fires up a three. It's good. Chris Paul from downtown, and that will do it. Big buckets here in the fourth quarter from the Suns. Clutch shooting. And the Knicks down 8 with 13.3 remaining.
And I don't know about you guys. Why, as Mike Breen on MSG, watching this game, I have no idea why. I felt like I was watching Stephon Marbury with the number, with the colors, with them wearing white. It was interesting.
Yeah.
Paul finished with 20 points and 6 assists. He scored Phoenix's final 7, that 3, the dagger, and the Suns win 118 to 110. Here was Paul coming in to the Garden against a good team that had won 9 straight. He said they knew it would be tough.
Everybody was messing with the young guys before the game. Like, this ain't just a regular game. And the way that team playing over there, man, this was a fun game.
Played tough for 48 minutes. Coach Tom Thibodeau says Phoenix presents lots of challenges with the talent they have.
Chris and Booker got going, so, you know, you're putting 2 on the ball, and Chris is, you know, can get in the paint. So you have to take care of the ball, the paint, and then react out and cover the line. So your body position is critical.
And they did it well for much of the night, but not towards the end. Booker is Devin Booker. He had 33 points. Mikal Bridges with 21. Here's Derrick Rose. Credit them. They're just too much.
With so many threats out there, you got to make sure you play close to like a perfect game, 48 minutes. And, you know, they got great players on their team.
Yep, they do. Here was Julius Randle asked about the streak ending.
What do you take from this 9-game winning streak and where you guys are at right now?
It's over. Win the next one.
Win the next one. And that will be the Bulls tomorrow night, which is at the Garden. And then they embark on that 6-game road trip. And then they wrap it up with 3 home games. Does that sound right? Something
yes.
like that? Wrap up the regular season. Right now, they are firmly in position of a playoff spot. Right now, tied with Atlanta for 4th and 5th with the tiebreaker. Atlanta did lose to the Pistons 100-86. The Raptors beat the Cavaliers 112-96. You've got the Nets and Raptors tonight. Did you guys see what Kevin Love did last night by any chance?
I didn't. I saw a headline that it looks like he wants out of Cleveland, but I didn't.
So, and it's hard to know. I didn't see the game. It's just a highlight. So after a basket is made, I guess it appears, by Toronto, the official goes to toss the ball to him on the baseline, and he just bats the ball into play in frustration like he's just, like, fed up. And whoever on the Raptors grabs it just puts it in for 2 points.
Wow.
It's the weirdest-looking thing. Yeah, very strange. Nets and Raptors, 7:15 tonight on New York's Country, 94.7 FM, WNSH, and streaming at WNSH.com. Also last night, the Heat lost to the Bulls, 110-102, 17 for Kobe White. Sixers beat the Thunder, so they're within a game of the Nets for the top spot in the East. And the Wizards had their 8-game winning streak go by the boards, lost a high-scoring affair in overtime to the Spurs, 146-143. To the baseball, Orioles, Yankees, Camden Yards. Usually that is what gets the Yankees going, but not on this night because of, well, a couple of different guys. Offensively, it was Cedric Mullins.
It'll be an 0-1 to the left-hand hitter, and he swings, and it's a long drive to right. That ball is high. That is far. That is gone over the scoreboard wall. Cedric Mullins homers the first batter that Davey Garcia faces, and Baltimore takes an immediate 1-0 lead.
They did. John Sterling, the call.
Well,
on the fan. Mullins homered later in the game as well. Freddie Galvis drove in a run with an RBI double, and a balk by Darren O'Day allowed another run to score 4-2. The Orioles beat the Yankees. Now, it looked like It was going to be 4-3. You had the base hit by Gio Urshela in the eighth with the bases loaded. Run to score. DJ LeMay, who's about to score, but Aaron Judge gets thrown out at third from left field. And they rule that he was out and tagged before the run crossed the plate. Unfortunately for John and Susan, they went to break thinking the run counted, and it was 4-3 and had to clear it up on the other side.
They ruled that Judge was tagged before the second run scored, so it's only one run in the inning. Oh, my goodness. What else can happen to the Yanks?
It has been a tough stretch. They are 9-13 with the loss. Aaron Boone.
Got to kind of feel bad for the Yankees, don't you?
No, because I think at the end of the day, they're going to end up winning 93 games.
93 games. That going to be enough to get in?
94. Yes, it'll be enough to get in. I would say so. Here's Aaron Boone. So he wound up getting tossed because he was not given or allowed to have a review of the play because he, quote-unquote, took too much time. Here is why he ran out of time with the review.
I want to give Webby a chance to review because we know we got two plays to review there. Give him that opportunity. And I never, because I'm watching Mendy, so eventually, if there's any indecision there, I'm going to go to that.
Yeah, it's Webby and Mendy.
So you're actually what? They consider this two plays to review?
Well, I think what he's saying how I interpreted it was they were looking at which one are they going to ask for the review. Did he cross the plate before he was out, or was he not tagged out? You know what I'm
saying? I see what you're saying, yeah. So there were two plays that they were trying to look at to decide which one of the two that they would review.
Right. And it took him too long. And then when he was not given the review, he lost his mind, went out, and he got ejected. That having been said, it's another loss, this one to the Orioles, and you just got to move on.
You know, this one stings for a minute, and we'll be pissed off about it here for a minute, but we got to turn the page and come out and get a big one tomorrow.
You know, I just wonder, like, it's a very good point. Like, how do you go out and tell the umpire which one you want to review?
The one that you have the best chance of getting overturned,
which they're trying to figure out, which they couldn't figure out which one it was.
Yeah, but still,
because if you say to him, I want to review the tag at third base, and Judge is safe at third base, then obviously the run scores.
Mm-hmm. Of course,
it's just if Judge is out, then clearly the run doesn't count because that's how you ruled it.
But maybe you phrased the question wrong.
They should have had enough time to go out and say. What the thing that's funny to me is baseball, which is the longest freaking game in the world. It's got no time limit. Everybody's just meandering. Right. The commissioner's trying to figure out a way to shorten a game.
A lot of meandering.
All of a sudden, you ran out of time. Nobody's ever run out of time in baseball.
Nobody ever.
This is infinite time.
Have you ever heard of this anywhere, Jerry? I'm sure it has happened in some games somewhere along the line.
It probably has. I don't think I've seen it, though. I really haven't.
Now, if this were a playoff game and this were a game seven, what do you think? Well,
I'm sure they wait.
They would make sure that they got the call right. Yes.
And then you tell me a game seven is more important than game, 21 or whatever the hell it is?
Just a little bit.
I would think so, yeah. Here was Aaron Judge. He thought he was at least going to be safe at third.
You know, my eyes thought it was 100% that I got in there, but, replay probably says different, but, just got to play a little smarter baseball there.
Case closed.
Yankees have lost 13 of 22. He hopes maybe Boone getting tossed will create a spark.
Anytime, Boone gets pretty fired up, it fires up the team. Especially a situation like that, not getting a chance to challenge. I think that really get anybody fired up.
Okay. I mean, they didn't win the game, and now they got to sleep on it. So we'll see. Matt Harvey, 6 innings, 3-hit ball, 5 strikeouts for the win. He was asked afterwards if this is the best he has felt this spring.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's probably the best I've felt in a couple of years.
And so that's to your point, guys, early on in the show, discussing how good he did look last night in his 6 innings. Tonight you get Corey Kluber and Bruce Zimmerman. We will have the Yankees and Orioles on the Fan at 6:25.
Remember I told you last year that the Mets were considering giving Matt Harvey a contract?
Yeah, I do remember.
And you remember how that made huge news all over the place?
I do remember all of this, yes.
Yes, yes.
Are you going to break news that the Mets are trading
Matt
Harvey
today? No, I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying that in some way, shape, or form, the fact that Matt has gotten himself back to this point kind of lets me think that the thought that the Mets had, I think prior to the changeover and ownership and all the other stuff, might not have been a bad thought.
Yeah, it's still very early. He made the Orioles, which is not.
And as you listened last night,
the Yankees.
I know.
He made the Orioles, listening to Cone last night, basically discussing the fact that the only reason the Orioles signed him and Felix Hernandez was if they could catch lightning in a bottle for 2 months, they could trade him.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, the Yankees are trying to catch lightning in a bottle in two different areas, right? With Kluber.
Yeah. And Tyone.
And Tyone.
Yeah, right. but I think in their case, they're trying to recapture what they had to help them win. I think Cone's point was the Orioles know they're not going to win, and they're just hoping that these guys can show something so that they can trade them for prospects.
The Orioles know they're not going to win, but they won last night.
Well, yeah, but they went into this season knowing they had no shot, just like, you know, 40% of baseball does.
I don't think I'm wrong about this. I believe when the odds came out to win the World Series on one sports book, they weren't listed.
Do you think that the Yankees try to trade for Matt Harvey?
No.
I don't.
Okay,
what does he do in his next five starts?
Okay.
I can't answer that now. If he keeps going like this, then yeah, you never know.
Yeah, but the odds are that he probably won't.
Right. Agreed. Mets Red Sox tonight, David Peterson takes on Garrett Richards. Also last night, Phillies and Zach Wheeler shut down the Cardinals 2-1. The Angels beat the Rangers 9-4. Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani hit it well there. Ohtani got the win on the mound as well. Evan Longoria drove in 3. Giants beat the Rockies 12-0. Colorado GM Jeff Brittich.
And that thing has collapsed out there.
He resigned already. That's a mess. Yes, that has not gone well. Reds beat the Dodgers in 10, 5-3. Braves over the Cubs, 8-7. And the A's beat the Rays, 2-1. NFL draft, Thursday night in Cleveland. We know who's going 1. We assume we know who's going 2. Who goes 3? We'll find out with the 49ers. Falcons GM Terry Fontenot talked to a TV station in Atlanta. I don't know that he said this as the story portrays it, but basically, he'll listen to offers for anybody, and it's, you know, I guess he was asked about Julio Jones, and he says, listen, you want to call, we'll listen. And that seems like the whole Jamal Adams thing.
So, yeah, well, we're paying him a lot of money, and he's not the player that he used to be, and we made a mistake, and we'd like to trade him.
The new trend in writing headlines about the NFL draft is the first three words, don't be surprised. So
you're
I saw, don't be surprised if the Falcons trade Julio Jones.
You're not
Don't
wrong.
Be surprised.
In Green surprised. Bay... Packers yes. GM Brian Gutekunst spoke about his quarterbacks. Isn't that how you pronounce his name? Gutekunst?
No, it is, yeah. They call him Gooter.
The Gooter. He was talking about the quarterback position. No change with Aaron Rodgers going forward.
I'm not going to get into contract specifics, but Aaron's our guy. He's going to be our quarterback for the foreseeable future. We're excited about, you know, kind of the things we're going to try to accomplish here over the next couple of
months. Now we have to break down what does foreseeable future mean.
Yeah, that's true.
Does that mean like next year and next year or just this year? Or is it just the first six games so we can get Jordan Love ready to go?
Doesn't he want a new contract, Rodgers?
Mm-hmm. Of course he does.
Right.
He's coming off of an MVP season.
Foreseeable future.
Tom Brady got an extension.
That is true. Through his 46th birthday, right?
But yeah, by the way, did you see the NHL new TV deal?
I TBS? Did, TNT, right?
Right, right. So they got about 450 or 425 million from ESPN, Disney, ABC, and they got another 225 million from TNT, TBS, and maybe even HBO Max somewhere in the mix
that
here.
That sounds awesome. Good Lord.
Well, the point being is for the NHL and their players, you know, Gary Bettman just tripled the amount of money that they had been making for a year.
Any games
from NBC.
On YouTube TV, Hulu?
You know, I don't know if
Fubo.
Well, I don't know. You know, I know it's going to be ESPN Plus, of course.
Yeah. Peacock?
No.
Is NBC Sports out of it?
NBC is out. NBC is out.
Yeah.
They are.
Disney CBS, Plus?
Disney Plus. Well, ESPN Plus.
ESPN Plus?
Right. It'll be TNT, TBS, and then maybe HBO Max is in the mix.
What about the Bravo app?
Why not?
Yeah.
It is goofy.
I don't know. I know that, look, NBC, I thought, has great announcers. I just hope some of those announcers are able to morph over into some of these other broadcasts.
Go hire Kenny Albert and Brendan Burke.
They will. I'm sure they will.
Well, that's what it said in the story, didn't it?
That they'll be...
Kenny Albert and Brian Burke.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it said those two guys.
Brendan Burke.
I mean, sorry, Brendan Burke. Brian Burke's the GM of the Penguins.
Well, they said that... Well, you know, I don't know what the contract status is with those guys, but I would assume that they would be out of their contract at NBC because they don't have the NHL, and then you would think that they would go either to TBS and TNT or to ESPN, but I'm sure ESPN has their own in-house hockey guys.
They got to put together an Inside the NHL show like they do Inside the NBA on TNT with all the biggest personalities in hockey like they do with the NBA. So who would that be?
Well, would you bring Jeremy Roenick back?
Yeah, it was just like a threesome thing that was going on. That wasn't there? I don't even remember the story.
That is what it was.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Would you bring Mike Milbury back?
He just threw a shoe at a guy, right?
He's crazy. I mean, you know, it is what it
I'll
is.
I'll tell you who you hire. Sean Avery.
Bring in Sean Avery, yes.
Never Roenick, know what he's going to say.
Roenick, Avery, and Milbury? Cherry still alive?
Yeah, yes, he is.
He got fired.
He was fired, too.
Yeah, summer. Yeah.
I mean, this, you know, I guess it all depends on why you get fired, right?
So. I don't remember. I just remember seeing the story that he was let go.
It was something about where you're poppy or something, some Canadian politics thing that I don't understand. Mm-hmm. I really don't. I really have no idea.
I start with Sean Avery. That's where I go. And then I build around that.
See, Sean is great on his Instagram, but, you know.
Well, this is cable. Let him go. Let him do his thing.
Dicey, that's for sure.
Hmm. Who else are we missing? Anybody good?
Well, I like Patrick Sharp on NBC. Okay. I like Keith Jones, but those guys are, you know, they're not Sean Avery. That's for sure.
But I feel like we found
you parked in the bike lane, you.
That's what I'm saying. Get his ass.
What do
there,
you think go. We should do? Just ride around you?
Hey, Al, give me Sean Avery. I know he's living in L.A., so it's early. He's probably up.
It's 4:40 in the morning.
He's probably doing push-ups or sit-ups or something with his kid.
He left New York, too.
Top of the morning to you.
Shocking.
Right.
That would be Avery if Al called him. Top of the morning. F you, dude. It's 20 to 5. Anyway, that's who I build around. Sean Avery's your guy. And Rangers Sabres tonight, Islanders Capitals.
Bissonnette?
What? Oh, yeah. Biz Nasty.
Yeah, Biz Nasty.
Biz Nasty be a good one. He's on the Spittin' Chiclets, isn't he?
Right, yes.
Yeah, they could really put together.
You know what you do? You just put all the meatheads in there.
Yeah, exactly. Meathead tendencies.
Just let them roll.
Devils Flyers as well tonight. New Jersey's lost 10 in a row. Take it away.
All right. Thank you, Jerry.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Two bowls already.
I mean, he ate two bowls of the chili.
I did.
Within 3 minutes.
I am digging my home-style chili right now, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is why I got so cocky about the buffalo wing thing.
Yes.
Because I can eat very fast and a lot very fast. But that was a little bit different.
Now, do you think you'll have another bowl?
Do I think?
Yeah.
Of course I will.
You will. All right.
I'm at least going to have four, the way I see it, at this juncture.
Holy crap.
Now, they're not. They're more like the
they're like, these are the bowls, right?
Yeah,
here.
They're not really a large bowl. You'll have at least two.
Yeah, I mean, but it is. I told you it was good.
Yeah. I'm taking that thing home, putting a seatbelt on it. That's what I'm doing. I'm putting that pot right in the passenger seat, putting a seatbelt on it.
All right.
And taking it home. And then I'll bring it back to Joe. I'll drop it off in the Bronx.
Woo! Stuff is good.
It's tremendous. All right, let's go to Steve up in Connecticut. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. I really like your show.
Thanks, man.
I listen every morning. I think you're missing the point, though, on the Boone call.
Okay.
Because I heard you guys talking about he was trying to decide which one to challenge, but the home plate call challenges both, because ultimately if he doesn't get tagged out, then the run scores. So either way, if he challenges the run scoring, it encompasses both, either the timing or him not getting tagged out.
Yeah, I understand that, but I also think something that we said in the first hour is with that one angle, there was only one angle that showed you both plays at the same time. There was just no way that call was going to be able to be overturned at that point. So, I mean, that really, to me, was the bigger issue. And the fact that you had the umpire saying that Aaron Boone ran out of time just because the umpire was a jerk. I mean, who's got the clock going on that? Anybody? I mean, really? Tell me when you run out of time. What time? Do you have a stopwatch? Did you start a stopwatch? What is the rule? How much time is it? And who's keeping track? Those are the two things that pissed me off about it, Steve.
No, I get it, and you're right. There's and Major League Baseball needs to put definitions in how long you actually have, because it's ridiculous that stretching to the umpire. You know, you have 30 seconds, or what? It all depends on what the crew chief wants to do, which is ridiculous. But you know, I still think, look, hindsight's 20/20. But I still think, you know, the easy answer was just to challenge the home plate. I know, you know, Boone didn't know at the time that the camera angle was, you know, for both wasn't going to show you out or safe.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think that was the easier thing, just to get the challenge out of the way. But then again, you're right. He probably thought he had more time, but I just think it was the easier thing to do. Just say, look, I'm challenging the run, and he probably would have encompassed both. But
sure.
You're right. You couldn't see it.
Yeah,
I couldn't see it.
See, this is what I was saying this morning. My thing is, because of the angle from the home plate out to third base, that I would have challenged the fact that LeMahieu touched home plate before the call was made at third base. And, you know, and David Cone was incensed over the whole thing last night. And I kind of agreed with him. And as I watch it more this morning, the more I agree with him.
Yeah,
but I don't know the whole timing thing and the fact that there were two plays in one. Which one are we reviewing? And you know, which is the best review to look at? I mean, that's tough on a manager. See, this is the other thing that coaches and managers have got to deal with now. You remember what happened to Joe Girardi in the Indians playoff series?
Sure.
Oh, my goodness. I don't challenge. I do challenge. I mean, it's just a whole nother level of just like decision making for the managers and coaches. And that's why I say for like guys like Joe Judge last year, and this year it's Robert Saleh, who's never been a head coach before. You better have somebody that understands the mechanisms of the game and how they work and how they unfold and how you can react in time to those things when you've never done it before. So just like Zach Wilson is going to be a quarterback for the first time in the NFL and he's got to get used to the speed of the game, so does the head coach. And the head coach better have somebody that knows the game ridiculously well to be able to manage the game as the game is unfolding in front of him. And this is why I feel like these replay reviews and all this other crap, I just wish they would do it.
Yeah, and as far as
opposed to putting it on the pressure on the manager onto which one are we reviewing, what am I looking at, which gives me the best angle, and all of a sudden the umpire is saying, guess what, you ran out of time.
I agree.
Well, how much effing time do I have?
Well, that's the thing, and I'm sure that there is a limit at some point, but who's actually got the stopwatch paying attention to it? I will say, though, and I agree with all that, but as far as last night's specific instance,
yeah,
as far as if I'm making a list of offenders,
yeah,
Aaron Boone not challenging in time is way at the bottom of the list. Aaron Judge at top of the list for actually putting himself in that situation, right, and the umpire for being an over-officious jerk.
And by the way, you could tell from the one of the views that DJ LeMahieu was busting it. He was running as hard as he could to score because he doesn't know whether or not the ball is going to be thrown home.
Right, absolutely. All right, let's go to Phil in Selden. What's up, Phil?
Guys, what's going on?
Hey, man.
All right, Phil.
What a terrible series of events last night with that Judge tag out. I had the Yankees plus 1.5 and their run line over 2.5.
Oh, boy.
So I got burned on that one throw out. And the fact that how does Judge let up on that slide one? And then how does Boo not have the decency to just walk out of the dugout and confront the umpire right away? Why is he looking at his bench coach? I don't understand.
Well, because that's the way that the system is. They don't want to make sure they waste a challenge, right, all that thing.
I mean, that's why he's doing that. And I understand, Phil, you got doubly whammied last night. We understand.
Oh, my God. It's terrible.
Oh, it sucks.
It really does. Talk about a bad beat. Bad beats. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I know people want to come down on Boone. I didn't really – I'm not screaming about Aaron Boone in this situation. I'm screaming at Aaron Judge. I'm screaming at the umpire who says you didn't have enough time to – or you ran out of time to challenge it. I haven't seen that ever.
No, it's not Aaron's fault.
Come on.
This chili's good. Oh, my God.
It's so good. Carol in Bayshore. What's going on, Carol?
Oh, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, great, Carol. How are you today?
Good. I just wanted to say I'm a Mets fan, and – I was watching the Yankee game last night to see, what Harvey was going to do.
Sure.
And I haven't listened to a Yankee broadcast in years. And all I can say is we have the better broadcast team.
No, Craig Carton agrees with you. we do love Gary, Keith, and Ronnie. There's no question about it. These are beloved players. And by the way, I think Paul O'Neill and David Cohn do a great job.
Sure.
I really do. Now, notwithstanding Big Head, I have nothing against Michael Kay or any of those guys, Carol, but I understand where you're coming from. I've often said on this radio show since I started here that the best broadcast team happens to be the Mets. Just because of the way they play off of each other.
And not just in New York, like in
everywhere,
all of baseball.
Yeah, so. I think they're fantastic. I think Gary is like
a pro's pro?
No, he's an encyclopedia of Mets history.
Well, him and
it's like,
Howie
it's like Howie Rose on the radio, yeah, but I'm just talking about the TV broadcast.
Sure.
And the way that, you know, Keith and Ronnie interact is just great.
I mean, Keith's personality really
does make
it.
But Ronnie plays off of it.
Right, it's great, yeah. But, I mean, Keith and the way he is, for sure, is really the thing, you know, that brings it all together.
Keith said the other night, he goes, you know, yeah, we go out for beers after games that I was playing.
Yeah.
And other things.
So, by the way, speaking
of... But that was our era. You know, our era, cocaine was rampant throughout professional sports.
Well, of course. I mean, the cocaine trials and everything else.
And it ruined it.
Yeah, I know. That was a big deal, man.
Today it's just Adderall and HGH. Right. And those things are to help, you know, focus and, you know,
and the cream and the clear. Right. Speaking of the Mets broadcast, you know what I heard from yesterday? Somebody texted me. Got any idea?
Yes. Gelbs.
That's right, Gelb's. So I didn't have Gelb's number. He didn't have mine, as far as I know. So yesterday on the show, I happened to make fun of one of Gelb's tweets.
Tell me he was now getting soft and he can't take it.
As he was all tongue-bathing Jacob deGrom, you know, yes, which we all do. I get it. But, you know, I was like, hey, he covers the team and he's doing this whole, I'm never going to take it for granted. I love this man. All
Can
this
I
stuff.
Say one thing?
Well, go ahead.
I am so sick and tired of people saying, I get it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Not you.
I'm sorry.
But you don't really say it much.
Okay.
But it just makes me like think about people who say, I get it all the time. I get it.
Okay.
I get it.
All right.
You
I
get it? I get it.
I get
How
it.
You get it?
It's like a,
get it.
It's like get a right it. Thing, yeah. Like
Eddie, you get it?
Right. I get it.
Yeah, see, these guys get it. We get it. You don't have to tell us that you get it.
I apologize. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said
it. Because we know that you get it.
Right. I got it. So... So Gelbs texts me and I'm like, uh-oh, I see the first text. Hey, it's Steve Gelbs. And I'm like, oh no, he's going to be like, I thought he was going to get soft and the whole thing and blah, blah, blah. And he actually said,
looking back on that tweet, you were right. That was maybe a little bit too much.
Oh, so now he's getting soft that way.
No,
so now
not
back
at all.
Off.
No, he goes, we'll love you guys. Keep up the good work. Hope to see you guys around. Nice. So that was, but I do like Gelbs.
Yeah, we all like Gelbs.
I thought that I told him. I said, we all like Gelbs.
We like Bruce Beck, too.
We're Gelbs people. We're Gelbs people. We're Bruce Beck people. We like Gelbs. But that tweet, I thought, was a little bit over the top, but he agreed. It was. It was. So there you go. But anyway, Gelbs and I worked that out.
Yeah, so he tongue-bathed you back to you.
He did. He's just, man, I tell you, he's going to paralyze that tongue with all this licking that he's doing.
I get it.
Do you get it?
I get it, yeah.
You get it, right?
Right.
I get it, yes.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.